Dr. Dan Haller began the think tank discussion of the controversial topic of adjuvant therapy of patients with stage 2 disease.
I just wanted to ask Neil, you didn't bring up the QUASAR trial, which was the first large study because of its size in part. It had a lot of flaws, presented at ASCO 2 years ago, which showed about a 4% difference in survivorship, and which was a p-value of 0.04. And I think it supports the retrospective data, but I think in breast cancer trials, 4% would be on the front page of the New York Times, and we throw it away with 5-FU and Leucovorin. What's the difference? Is the value of a colon cancer patient less? Do we expect more?
This is of historical interest in that it's been observed over the course of time that recommendations for adjuvant therapy for patients with breast cancer have been enforced or made for very small absolute benefit, whereas in colorectal cancer, typically this hasn't been thought about in the same way. I'm not certain what that is. I think part of it may be that with breast cancer, there have been many thousand patient studies that have shown in well-controlled, prospective, randomized design that these very small absolute benefits are in fact real absolute benefits in terms of long-term survival, whereas the data have been much more scant in colorectal cancer. And also, we haven't typically had the same sort of feedback and information about what the typical colon cancer patient desires and how they view the world. And we're learning more and more about that. And in fact, Neil's going to be presenting some data tomorrow that bear on the perspective of patients with stage 2 and 3 colon cancer.
Axel?
That's one of the points I like to highlight. When we talk about who should be treated for stage 2 colon cancer, we can look at randomized clinical trials like QUASAR, which is closest to the size we need, meta-analysis, we can look at prognostic indicators, and we can actually do the unthinkable, ask the patient for what risk-benefit ratio they would actually like to be treated. And this is exactly what's going to be presented in a very elegant survey that Neil did in terms of looking at what patients really like, patients' preference. And it's surprising for what little benefit patients were willing to undergo potentially toxic chemotherapy. And you might want to comment on that. A comment I like to make from the MOSAIC trial is when you look at the additional value of oxaliplatin in high-risk versus low-risk patients. I mean, we all know the curves in high-risk patients identified by these clinical prognostic factors, that they benefited more in the range of 5 to 6% absolute benefit at 3 years in disease-free survival. What we kind of inversely conclude is that low-risk patients that did not have these risk factors, actually did not at all benefit from the addition of oxaliplatin, at least in this trial, because the difference we saw, these 3+% were made up mainly, if not all, by the high-risk patients. So the question is still out there, and this is a gray zone. And one of the comments on the blog was actually that the question you asked initially was actually a two-tier question. Should patients be referred? Yes, all stage 2 patients. I'd like to see all stage 2 patients because they might be eligible for a clinical trial. Should all patients be treated? No, I don't think so.
Well, it wasn't treated, it was offered the option.